you talk about how one of the forms of the dollar sign is the S with a T stamped over it. So if you put an S and then the same size of a T on top of the S, you have what might be an early form of why we have a dollar sign. Can you explain that?
Well, no, I wasn't saying that that was a dollar sign. I was comparing the dollar sign to this other symbol, which was an alchemical symbol for mercury, or which was the mercury, the universal agent that I was talking about previously, the thing that can transform anything into gold. And the basically, I was comparing it to the staff of Mercury or Hermes, the caduceus, which is a symbol of alchemical transformation. And I was saying that the dollar sign really symbolizes that, or definitely looks like it. You know, you've got a stick and then something wrapped around it that could look like a snake. And as it turns out, I'm not the first person to think this. There's a popular author now named David Ovison who wrote about this in one of his books. And then actually one of the probably the most well-known scholar to write about Atlantis, his name's Ignatius Donnelly, and he wrote in his book about Atlantis, he went on this tangent where he talks about the dollar sign and how it resembles a caduceus, but it also resembles the serpent of wisdom wrapped around the tree of knowledge in the Garden of Eden.
All right,
and then he compares it to this this coin that came from ancient Tyre, where it shows the pillars of Hercules, amazingly enough, and then it shows the serpent wrapped around the tree. And when you look at the symbol on the coin, there's no doubt that that's the dollar sign. That or something like it inspired the dollar sign.
Okay, and so let's do this in bits and pieces, though, because this is interesting, because the bust of Mercury appears on an American dime. What year does the bust of Mercury appear on the dime?
Gosh, I don't remember exactly the date, but it would have been early on in the Republic's history. It would have been just a few years after winning the revolution.
What an interesting thing that is, that a bust of Mercury, I think it says here 1794, but I could be wrong on that. But I think you're right, it's right around in that time. That Mercury, I mean, of all things, why put Mercury on there? Well, let's see if we can walk through this. So we have the sign of Mercury, which is the caduceus, right? And that's what people might more think of as being the sign of, isn't the sign of the AMA? Isn't the same sort of sign? It's the, you have a cross with a snake going up the cross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that,
it's the same thing.
Right, and then you have the other way to do it is with the tau cross. So you have a T, and then if you wrapped an S around the T, that also is a common form of the dollar sign, according to David Ovison, who I interviewed a couple of years ago. And the alchemical sign for Mercury is an S with like a diagonal line going through it. Not straight down, but a diagonal line going through the S. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's those three different versions of the dollar sign with the one line through, because we have two different dollar signs, and I wonder whether they just have two different origins and they come together, because we could use to this day, we can commonly use either the S with one slash through it or the S with two slashes through it.
And, yeah, you know, actually both were used in the beginning, too, in the beginning of the American Republic. You know, actually the choice to use the dollar sign as the symbol for the dollar is attributed to Thomas Jefferson, interestingly.
Okay, and again, the contact there being to Freemasonry and to perhaps his interest in alchemy, which we know exists, and of occultism, perhaps.
Yeah, he wasn't actually a member of the Masonic fraternity, but he pretty much knew all the same things that Freemasons knew. He hung out with Freemasons, and he pretty much had the same sort of philosophy. So I wouldn't doubt if he knew the same occult secrets that would be symbolized by the staff of Mercury, by the caduceus.
All right, so let's go to the double sign, the S with the two slashes through it. Now, when I went to school, I was told that that was very likely connected to an S stamped over a U. and that, you know, a U, United States, U.S., and that it's just over time the bottom of the U gets dropped out, and it's just the S with two slashes through it. But you make, I think, a very compelling argument for the Pillars of Hercules.
Well, I'm not the one to come up with that. I mean, that's basically the two most common explanations for the dollar sign, or what you just said, the P-U, which I, or S-U, which I think is lame, and then this symbol that was on the back of the Spanish silver dollar with the Pillars of Hercules wrapped in the banner that says plus ultra, they say that the dollar sign was basically shorthand for that.
There's a banner that you can see it in the book more easily, but you have these two pillars and then a banner that wraps around the pillars that have the words plus ultra on it. And that looks exactly like, I mean, if we put those two together, that's a really good claim for the U.S. to be just kind of BS, and that it's really more like the Pillars of Hercules with the banner, which is really compelling.
Yeah, it makes sense, too.
And also that the possibility exists that the slash, the one slash through the S, was a symbol of the snake on the tree of knowledge too, which is also interesting.
Yeah, I think you can think of the snake on the tree of knowledge and the snake on the staff of Mercury to be pretty much interchangeable ideas, symbolizing the same thing. And without getting into too much detail, just saying it symbolizes alchemical transformation, magical transformation. And that's why the caduceus came to be a symbol of healing also. Mercury used his magical caduceus to heal people, and that's why it's a symbol of the AMA now.
Right, and also a symbol of the Federal Reserve Board.
That's
because
right.
You have a relief of that in the book, and it shows Columbia herself sporting a caduceus.
Yeah, and then on the other hand, she has the seal of the Federal Reserve. So I think, yeah, that's making the statement that the Federal Reserve is a board of magicians that they declare money into existence, they declare the value of it, and the symbol on the outside of their building showing America or the goddess Columbia holding the caduceus is kind of representing that, their power to create money magically.